Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Mr. Will Smith.
Welcome back to The Daily Show.
Kind sir.
How are you?
I am so good. I flew 30 hours to be here with you.
Where were you?
In Bhutan.
What are you doing there?
Bhutan. The Nat Geo show.
So you're traveling around the
world. Just like finding the secrets of life.
And are you finding them?
No, not yet.
Yeah, because we've seen you everywhere. I mean, you've been everywhere in the world. Like you say, Bhutan, you traveled the Middle East and Africa. And where are you going next? South Pole?
South Pole, yes.
That's a real thing?
Yes.
But why?
Why?
Yeah. Like, what are you hoping to discover there?
So we're
that black people don't like the cold? What are you doing? Why are you there, Will?
No, so the show is, I don't know if I'm supposed to be announcing it yet, but the show is called Pole to Pole.
Okay.
So we're going from the South Pole to the North Pole and all the stops along the way. And it's called Other People's Wisdom. So
like
we're seeking the wisdom. There are people who live at the South Pole. They're researchers. So we're going there. We're going to talk to them.
Right. All the scientists.
Yes.
Basically, they say like the world's knowledge is stored at the South Pole,
absolutely.
Essentially. Right.
You're making me cry already.
When you're talking about the South Pole.
The South Pole is just such a... When I think about all that cold,
I'm surprised you're awake, man.
The guy who discovered the South Pole is named Will Smith.
For real?
Yep, that's true.
You said that, so I don't even know if you're lying right now. You said that so convincingly.
It's true. Somebody can Google it.
I'll just believe you.
Yes.
So you're traveling around the world.
Yeah.
Emancipation. I just watched it. Mm-hmm. It is. It's so hard to describe movies like this because people see it in the clip.
Yeah.
But you play one of the most famous unknown people, surprisingly,
yes,
and you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
From America's history.
Yeah.
A man whose picture went around the world that basically showed many people who didn't know innately how brutal slavery was. Let's talk about this first of all.
Yeah.
Emancipation is not the kind of film we would expect to see you in immediately as Will Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
So why this project? Why get into the story? And why this story in particular?
You know, when I read this script, man, it's like, you know, you've probably seen the image. It's a black man and it's his back and his arm, and he's sitting. So it's a pretty famous picture.
Yeah, I think we have that image here. I think it's one of the famous ones.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so,
right.
Yeah, so it's that image. And first, seeing that image was one of the things that really got me, excited to explore this, because you see the image, but you don't know who he is. You don't know what the story is. And then as I started to do the research, and American slavery was, one of the most brutal aspects of human history.
Right.
You know, it was something that was so incomprehensible. You know, it was just so, it's hard to understand the level of human cruelty. And the screenplay was spectacular.
Uh-huh.
And Antoine Fuqua he did his thing on this, man. And
it's gripping the whole way through. I'll tell you that much. It's scary. It is gripping. It is not not glamorizing because it is the story of how, the union is moving and people start hearing whispers of Lincoln has declared that, slavery is abolished. He's freed the slaves.
Yeah.
But then you see how many people haven't received that news, and you see how that news doesn't change everybody's lives overnight.
Yeah, so the emancipation was January 1st.
Right.
And slaves weren't free until June 19th. So the period of
65,
emancipation...
Right? 1865, I think. Yeah,
1865, yeah. So January 1st, slaves were free, but the South refused to allow the slaves to be free. So the enslaved people started trying to run to get to Lincoln's army. And in Baton Rouge is where Lincoln's army was from this place in Louisiana. So it's about that period where the slaves were free, but they weren't being freed. So it's a you know, it is a beautiful, beautiful movie. And you know, so my daughter asked me, she's like, "Daddy, do we really need another slave movie?" When I was thinking about it, and I was like, I said, "Baby, I promise you, I wouldn't make a slave movie. This is a freedom movie, you know."
Oh wow.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is interesting that you say that.
Yeah.
It is interesting that you say that, because the story, you know, one of my favorite lines in the movie is when, you know, I think it's one of the, he's leading one of the battalions, and he talks to your character,
absolutely.
Right? He's like a general commando, and he says to your character, he says, "I was born free." And he says, "We're allowed to own houses. We're allowed to do this. And your character says to him,
If someone must allow you to do it, are you really free?
Right.
You know, and you know, this film, what's really interesting about it is it centers on faith. You know, and the power of faith, you know, to be able to endure anything, you know, and this character is just what he had to endure and what he had to survive. Only God could, you know, make a man, when you look at those marks on his back, you know, only God could make that possible, you know, and there he talks about a period. In doing the research, he talks about he was whipped into a coma. And he was in a coma for 3 months. And he said that he met God while he was in the coma. And when he came out, he believed in a way that he had never believed before. And I learned the difference between faith and revelation. Right. So faith is one thing when you have to, you know, you have to have faith. I'm not crying to my eyes. You know, I just got tired. I got airplane eyes.
You've been on a plane for 30 hours.
I got airplane eyes, you know, but, you know, the difference between faith and revelation, right, that he walked in the world with a knowledge of the divine, with a knowledge of God that was just something I desperately wanted to understand and explore.
Yeah, I mean, you watch the film, you wonder, you know, it's one of those movies where you watch it and you go, this is harrowing, this is gripping, this is, it's wild, it seems unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then you see the images of the real person and your mind cannot comprehend that it was possible for this to happen to a human being and that they actually exist. It's a story that, you know, that goes beyond everything. And and I'd love to know, like, in the telling of the story, you know, beyond faith, beyond revelation, what is the biggest thing you took away from it? Because it's interesting, you know, I get what your daughter was saying. Do we need another slave movie?
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying about it being a freedom movie. But I feel like each story has a different lesson.
Yes.
You know, because it's a movement, it's a revolution,
absolutely.
It's a quest for freedom. What do you think was the biggest lesson you took away from this story?
You know, I think that, you know, as an actor, anytime you go into these characters and you go this deep into these roles, it changes something about you. You understand something that you didn't understand before. And I guess the major thing that came through for me with Peter is the power of the direction of love, right? So this is, he's trying to get back to his family. And that comprehension of love and how love actually is a superpower. You know, when you can fill your heart with that kind of love, it's a propulsion that is unlike any other thing. It's stronger than fear, it's stronger than hate, you know, it's stronger than tired, you know. It's like when you can really latch into and fill your heart with love in a way, it really is shield and armor unlike anything that exists.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. Congrats again.
Yeah.
You know, congrats on the movie. Great seeing you again. Yeah. You know, it's been a while since I lost, so it's been a while since many people have seen you.
Yeah.
You know.
I've been away. What y'all been doing?
you know,
thank you, baby.
You know, it's been, I can only imagine what it's been like for you.
Yeah.
Because it has been weird for many of us.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're Will Smith.
Yeah.
You know, you are... No, you are. You Will Smith.
Yeah.
You are one of the biggest movie stars that has ever existed. You know, one of my favorite people that I've ever seen inhabit a screen.
Thank you, man.
You know, and then you had the Oscars.
Yeah.
Where in one night.
I have no independent recollection of the.
I can only imagine because you won your first Oscar that night, a well-deserved Oscar that night. But it is simultaneously, in many ways, not the worst. I won't say the worst because I know the life you've lived. I've read the book, but it is one of the best days of your life and one of the worst days of your life. And I'd love to know. I mean, just us talking. First of all, what has the journey been like since that day? Like, because everyone speculates. Everyone just sees it and goes, I think this, I think that, I think this, I think that. What has it been like for you?
Yeah, that was a horrific night, as you can imagine. You know, there's many nuances and complexities to it, you know. But at the end of the day, I lost it, you know. And I guess what I would say, you just never know what somebody's going through, you know. Mm. You know, in the audience right now, you know, you're sitting next to strangers, you know, and somebody's mother died last week, you know. Somebody's child is sick, you know. Somebody just lost their job. Somebody just found out their spouse cheated. You know, there's all these things and there's strangers and you just don't know what's going on with people, you know? And I was going through something that night, you know? And not that, you know, justifies my behavior at all.
No,
I would just say, you know, you're asking what did I learn? And it's that, we just gotta be nice to each other, man. You know, it's like, it's hard. And I guess the thing that was most painful for me is I took my heart and made it hard for other people, you know?
Right.
And it's like, I understood the idea where they say hurt people, you know? And it's like.
You know, it's interesting. I remember, again, everybody was speculating. One of my friends called me and we're talking, and everyone's got these opinions. And then someone said, I feel like we saw the real Will Smith in that moment. Because there's a guy who's so full of love and so positive. But I feel like in that moment, we saw the real Will Smith. And I said, and not because I know you know, but I said, honestly, I said, no, if anything, I feel like it was the opposite. Like, you know, you talk in your book about growing up so afraid of conflict. You grow up in your book talking about how you're always afraid to fight with, how you were afraid to. For me, it felt like in watching that moment, I felt like you were like, it's like in a weird way, it's like you stood up for the wrong thing at the wrong time in a way.
Yeah, you know,
Do you know what I'm saying? It felt like you'd taken everything, because here we are, you know, human to human, man to man. But like, people have said some shitty things about you and your family.
Absolutely.
You know, you're a human being. It felt like, and I would say this to people, I was like, it's becoming relentlessly shitty now.
Yeah.
And people think it's okay.
Yes.
That's the thing. People think it's okay. And not Chris, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people, the internet, etc. But it felt like this was Will Smith for the first time going, okay, is this how you want me to respond or not?
Yeah. Nah, it was, you know, it was a lot of things. It was the little boy that watched his father beat up his mother, you know. It's you know, all of that just bubbled up in that moment. You know, that's not who I want to be.
Right.
You know, you've known me for a long time, so you know me personally, so you know. But you know, y'all might not know. it's like that's not who I want to be, man. I'm trying to, you know,
I also think that's not who you are. I'll be honest with you. I think it's not who you are. I think everybody can make a mistake. And I think in my honest opinion, I think how I think of living my life
now,
is I say,
now I'm crying for real. Okay.
No. I mean this honestly. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because so on my side as a human being, I go, the reason it was shocking is because that's not who you are.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Exactly.
I saw, for instance, there was an article that was written, I think it was a Hollywood Reporter or whatever. They had a list of like problematic actors or whatever. I was personally offended for you and Letitia, funny enough, for a different reason, but they had you guys in a list where I was like, wait, some of these people are here for sleeping with underage kids. These people are here for abusing their spouses. And again, what you did was up. I'll always tell you that I love Chris. I'm friends with him. I love you. I'm friends with him. But I was like, this is up. Yeah. But I was like, but it's not the same world.
Yeah.
And that's where it was weird, especially I find, you know, because there were all these dynamics. So I know that as black people would be together and be like, what was Will doing? What the hell happened here?
Yeah.
Right? But then I know a lot of black people were like, you know, when people came out and they were like, he should go to jail. And we were like, you need to relax yourself. it was a weird, like some people were overreacting, which made some people underreact.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, it's the, I understand, you know, how shocking that was for people, man.
Right.
You know, stage.
You seemed a little dazed afterwards. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, I was gone, dude. I was gone. I was, you know, that was a rage that had been bottled for a really long time.
Right.
And you know, but it's I understand the pain, you know. Yeah. It was like my nephew, Dom, is 9. And he is the sweetest little boy. He's like, you know, we came home and it's like he had stayed up late to see his Uncle Will. You know, and we're sitting in my kitchen and he's on my lap and he's holding the Oscar and he's just like, why did you hit that man, Uncle Will? You know, damn it. Damn, why are you trying to Oprah me?
Yeah, and he's sitting on your lap and.
Yeah, you know, so yeah, it was, you know, I was like, it was a mess. You know, I don't want to go too far into it to give people misunderstand.
Is it hard? You know, you have lived. I realized this morning when I was thinking about you coming on the show, you are one of the rare breed of human who has lived more of your life in the spotlight than out of it.
Yeah.
You got into this industry as a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, you grew up and blew up into it as a young man.
Yeah.
You had your tax issues, you had your life, you had your family, you had, you know, but you have lived in this world for so, it's funny again, I realized chatting to friends and I was like, you know what's interesting here is for us, this is the Oscars.
Yeah, yeah.
For Will Smith, this is like a cookout.
Right.
And I'm not diminishing the Oscars, but I go like, those are your people, that's your world. Yeah, this is like this, you know, and I was like, I was saying, I think that is part of the reason many of us were that shocked, because you go like, it's this lauded event. It's bigger than life. Whereas many movie stars are at the Oscars like, oh, nice to see you again. Hey, good to be here. Good to be back. And I feel like that was part of the disconnect. I feel like that was part of, but
one thing that's killing me, you know, so Emancipation is Antoine's masterpiece.
That's what I want to ask you about.
Yeah. He has created an absolute masterpiece. Bob Richardson, the DP, and Ben Foster, and just all the way down. It's like these top artists in the world have done some of the best work of their career.
Yeah.
And the idea that they might be denied because of me is like, oh, you know, it's like that is killing me dead. You know, and it's like the thing that is so critical for me is that, you know, these people came and they trusted me and they were down for me. And, you know, I hope that their work will be honored and their work will not be tainted based on, you know, a horrific decision on my part.
I honestly hope, and I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah.
I you know, I have conversations with people all the time about,
Really?
Restorative justice. You know.
You have conversations with people.
You know, but restorative justice about like atonement, about we have all these conversations. We have them at the highest levels often. Mm-hmm. And what I realize is we often don't have these conversations as they pertain to daily life. Yeah. You know, what somebody mm-hmm. says, what somebody does. Mm-hmm. And especially in isolation. That's why I say the sum of a person is oftentimes how I define them, as opposed to a moment. Mm-hmm. You know, and on a personal level, you know, I think I speak for many people. If I don't, mm-hmm. forgive me. But, you know, obviously people were hurt because you know, we love you and we love what mm-hmm. you do. People were shocked because, you know, it's Will Smith, it's Chris Rock, it's, you know, you know, it's the Oscars, all these things. But I also think I speak for people when I say, like, I don't want that to define you. I don't think it should define you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
thank you.
I don't think... I don't think any one of us... I don't think any one of us in life deserves to be defined by our f*** up, like
the f*** up, you know?
If anything, I mean, like, you and Chris have the biggest story to handle on your own. It's not our, you know, our foray. But yeah, man, I hope you don't stay hidden forever.
I hope you know that
you don't always have to bottle it up. I hope you know that you not being perfect is what'll make you perfect. You Will Smith, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're that dude. We love you, for real.
I think
you're that dude, you know?
I think that was one of the big things for me over this last couple of months, you know, that I had to forgive myself for being human, you know? And it's like, trust me, there's nobody that hates the fact that I'm human more than me.
Yeah, I know that.
You know, and just, you know, finding that... space for myself within myself to be human, you know.
Right.
It's like I've always wanted to be Superman. I've always wanted to swoop in and save the damsel in distress, you know. And I had to humble down, you know, and realize that I'm a flawed human, and I still have an opportunity, you know, to go out in the world and contribute in a way that fills my heart and hopefully helps other people, you know, so.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.